Okay, here we go. Perek Chaf Ches of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, the Perek of Shaul and the Witch of Ein Dor. Famous story of Shaul HaMelech reaching new low levels, Pashtus, in terms of what he's up to in his spiritual life, but as we will see, he ends up very strong. So the Navi tells us in this Perek, at the beginning of the Perek, it alludes to what's going to happen in the future, but it says that Achish, the king of Gath and the king in the Plishtim, where David is hiding, says to David HaMelech that I am ready to fight Am Yisrael. You're going to fight with me? And David gives an ambiguous answer. You know what I'm going to do. And that's all he says. So Achish hears what he wants to hear, and the Jews and the Plishtim get ready for battle. That is the background and the first part of the story. The rest of the parak is what happens with Shaul. Shmuel dies. It's repeated here. We'll talk about why. Shmuel dies. He removed all of the ovos, all of the witches, and the Baalei Ovi Yidoni from the land. The Plishtim were gathering, and Shaul wants to know what's going to happen. He tries to ask all of his other sources for the future. They were Metumim, Nevi'im, dreams. Nothing works. He tells his advisors, I need a witch. I need somebody who's going to tell me the future. I need a Baalas Ov. So finally they say to him, well, you got rid of all of them, but there's one other one in Ein Dor. He dresses up, he pretends that he's not the king, he goes and asks her, can you do work for me? And the woman says, well, you know that Shaul wanted to get rid of all the witches, so what, you're trying to set me up? So Shaul, who she doesn't know is Shaul, says, no, I swear nothing's going to happen to you. So she says, okay, who am I bringing up? He says, Shmuel, bring Shmuel back up from the dead. So the woman brings up Shmuel, and she lets out a scream. She says, oh my goodness, you're Shaul. Somehow she knew. Why'd you trick me? The king says, don't worry about it. I just need to ask him something. So Shmuel turns to Shaul, and Shmuel says to Shaul, why did you do this to me? Shaul says, I have no choice. The Plishtim are fighting. I want to know what to do. And Shmuel reiterates what he has said already. He says, your malchus is being ripped from you and is being given to. And here he says explicitly, David, you didn't follow the word of God, and therefore tomorrow you and your sons, the Navi ends, will have your demise, will be finished. Shaul hears this. He accepts his fate. He bows down. He's weak. He hasn't eaten or drunk all day. They finally force him to take something to eat or drink. But as we will see, he gets ready to go to battle the next day, knowing that it is his end. So let us get into, there is a lot to say about this parak. Let's see how much we can do. And as we say in almost every one of our shiurim, we do what we can in the time that we have allotted, but Torah is infinite, and Yosemi Masha Karanu Kasav Khan, more than what we say, can be discussed about each of these stories. Okay, beginning of the parak. And it was in those days, Vayikpitzu Plishtim Es Machaneim Latzava, the Plishtim gathered their forces to fight Am Yisrael. Achish says to David, you've been such a loyal ally, right, as we discussed in the last parak, Yado Ateda Ki Iti Teitzeva Machane, I know you're going to be with me on my side to go fight Bnei Yisrael, right? And David says, Atateida, Esa Shoyasavdecha, you know what I've done. And that's where he leaves it. We will have to see what happens. Shmuel Mace, it's repeated that Shmuel dies. Why is it repeated here that Shmuel dies? Explains Rashi, because that's the background for the fact that Shaul has no other source of information here. Shmuel would have been alive. He would have gone to ask Shmuel, but Shmuel now is dead. Shaul has got rid of all of the Baalei Ovi Yidoni witches from the land, and therefore there's nowhere else to go. So this is the background. That's why the death of Shmuel is repeated. One also might say it was still felt after all this time, but that is al derech drush. So what happens? Shaul gathers all of Am Yisrael by Gilboa, up north by Gilboa. Vayar Shaul's bachle plishtim. He sees the plishti camp, and he is very scared. Vayishal Shaul b'Hashem v'lo ano Hashem. Hashem does not answer him. He tries to get the Urim Tumim. The Radak says maybe he got it from Eviatar. No, he does not get an answer from all of these. Why? Rashi says, he killed out the city of Kohanim. What, he's going to get an answer from a tool that's used by the Kohanim? No, nothing. The problem is that in Divrei Hayamim, the Radak points out, it says, V'lo darash b'Hashem. Shaul was killed because didn't darshan from Hashem. And the question is, he did darshan from Hashem. Right here, he tried. Hashem didn't answer him. So the Radak says, based on Chazal, no, the point is that if he didn't find out anything from Hashem, so therefore he goes to the dark forces, he goes to the Baalas Ov, so he's being mashveh. He's equalizing Hashem to Ov. And that's why it's ke'ilu, he didn't ask from Hashem. That is the Radak. The Abarbanel has a beautiful pshat. The Abarbanel Similar, many know this idea from the Beis Halevi in Parshas Vayigash. But the Abarbanel says, no, we're misunderstanding the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It says, he didn't darshan Hashem. It doesn't mean he didn't darshan Hashem at this moment. At this moment, he is trying to darshan from Hashem. The problem is, he wasn't darshan Hashem earlier. Because after all, why was he killed? He was killed because he didn't darshan Hashem now. No, he's killed because of Gilgal. He's killed because of Amalek. So that's what it means, says the Abarbanel. He didn't darshan Hashem earlier in those circumstances, and now he's all of a sudden darshaning Hashem. It's a stira. All of a sudden, you're Betzaris, and therefore you're calling out to God. And what about earlier by Gilgal? Shmuel wasn't there. Shouldn't you have asked, should I give the karba now or not? Amalek, you're not sure what to do? Shouldn't you have asked? So Velodarsh Bashem means earlier he didn't darshan Bashem, and in contrast to right now, that's the Pshat, says the Abarbanel, it's the inconsistency in his avoda. So it says, "V'lo no Hashem did not answer him in Chalomos, Urim, or Neviim." Vayomer Shaul Avadav, the critical line. Bakshuli Eishas Baalas Ov. Find me an Eishas Baalas Ov. Women were more involved in these professions. That's why it's a woman, like the Torah says. V'chashefa lo sachaya. Eishas Baalas Ov. V'elcha Eleha. I will go to her. V'edrisha ba. And I will seek out from her. And the kasha is, how did Shaul do this? Okay, he was jealous of David. Okay, he had a ruach ra. But this is a terrible avera, right? It says a violation. The Ramban writes in Dvarim, Perak Yurches, Tamim Tiem Hashem Alokecha. What does that mean? We have to be complete with Hashem, perfect with Hashem. Sheni Yachid Levavenu Elav Levado. V'na'amin Shehu Levado Osako. Believe that He does everything. V'hu Yodeya HaYodeya Amitas Kol Asid. Umimenu Levado. Nidrosh HaAsidos L'Neviyav. We will only seek out the future from pure, clean, kadosh sources. Ome anshe chasidav, ritzon alomer ur metumim, velo nidrosh, mehovre shamayim, velo mizulasam. And we won't go to some other forces to try to find out the future. V'naamin shekol abos tiyena, kvi hiskarev ha'adam la'avodaso. And everything that happens to us depends on how close we are to Hashem. The Ramban says, zu mitzvahs asay. This is a mitzvahs asay. And the los asays throughout the Torah, the separate los asay, the Chinuch writes, Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, right, based on the Rambam, Shalo Nish'al Baal Ov Sheyodienu Davar. There's an Isser D'Oraisa to ask a Baal As Ov something. Right, there are many Averas that are connected to this. Chover Chaver, Ov, Yitoni, Dori Shalamesim. All of these have their separate topics, which we discussed in the Mitzvah Shiurim. Feel free to find them online. But the Sefer HaChinuch says here, in Mitzvah 5:13, you're not allowed to go to a Baal Ov. What does that mean? What is an Ov? V'inyin Kishuf Hazeh, Hushiyesh bnei Adam, Sha'usin Machashifos, Sheshmo Pisom, Shu Ma'ala es Hames Mibain Shichyo. He brings up the dead from his armpit, Vishomea Hashoel Minames Chuva Al She'ilosav. And the listener, the questioner, hears a voice coming from the armpit of the one that is Shoel in Ov, right? That is the Ov, Yidoni. Also, Shemesim HaMachashiv Etzem Chayesh Shema Yadua L'Talpiv, you put a bone of a certain animal in your mouth and the bone starts talking. Right? All of these are Isurei D'Oraisa. Isur D'Oraisa. So how did Shaul do this? How are we supposed to understand? Shaul, yes, he was jealous. Yes, he wanted to kill David and it was terrible. But how did he do this? It says the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in one line at the end of Tuf Pehei. The Radvaz says 500 years ago, Vishaul deshaul bebalas ov, chashav demishim tzorech sha'a mutter, kashanira mipshati aksuvim. He thought that this was his only choice. He thought pikuach nefesh, he's endangering a lot of Jews by fighting. He wants to know if he should go or not. What's he supposed to do? And you're right, he killed out Nov, here I call him, and that was a tragedy. But right now, he's saying, I need to find out. The Netziv expands on this. The Netziv in Hamak Davar in Parsha Shoftim, Yud Ches, Yud Dalid, says, all these Isurim about future beseeching is only by an individual. When it comes to a king, it could be he has different rules. Just do your thing and don't try to know the future. And everything's on the line, says the Nitziv, that you have the heter. V'zeu tamu shel shol ha-melech ha-tzadik. Says the Nitziv, Shesha'al Ba'ov, Shari Beferish, Dibra Torah. The Torah says, how can you do that? So it must be v'haynu mishum shehu garam lazeh. The only problem with this was that it was Shaul's own actions that caused him to be in a state where you have to go to Oph. That's what he's being punished for. Going to Oph per se, if that's the only choice you have, it's okay if you're doing it for the Tzibur, doing it for Klal Yisrael. But here, why aren't there any other Nevi'im answering him? Why doesn't the Urim Tumim work for him? Why? Because of his earlier sins. That's the problem, right? Similar to what the Eber Abinel said. V'haylo l'shuv. You should have done tshuva. U'levakish me'ashem she'ya'aneyu ayidei dvarim shebekdusha. Right? He gave up. They didn't work, so he went to the dark side. Avavadi ahechrach l'das malasot. Right? He was able to do it, but the problem was that he was in the situation where he had to do it. That is one. There is a major machlokes, let's mention it now. The Radak here quotes three different opinions. What exactly happened, and we'll throw in a fourth. What exactly happened in this story? He quotes a machlokes gaonim. The pashtus of the story is that this woman, this Ba'alas Ov woman, had certain powers. And she was able to bring Shmuel back from the dead. And she was able, that's what Ov is. And there is co-op to this. And this is known as the Shita of the Ramban in general. The Ramban and Rovi Shonim assume that all of these Isurim of Baal Ov and Yidoni and all these, there is a koach there. It's not just all made up. It's not just all fake. There is a koach there. There's a koach atuma there. There's a dark side there. And that's pashas what happened here, says the Radak. She brought Shmuel up. That is number one. But then the Radak quotes two other opinions, machlokes bein ha-gaonim bedavar zeh. Because these Gaonim hold like the Rambam. The Rambam, many times, in many different contexts, always says that all of these, all the Avodah Zarah and future tellers, is that it's usher not because he's supposed to stay away from the dark side. It's usher because it's foolish. It's usher because it's meaningless and it's all a fake. That's why you have to stay away from it, says the Rambam. It's all sheker v'chazav. So that's what these Gaonim say. The Gaonim say, so what's going on in this story? The story seems to be a kash on the Rambam. Right, so how do you interpret this story? And the Radak adds in, and the Radvaz also writes this in one place, that how could it be that if such a Ruach Tumah brought Shmuel at Tzadik, Shmuel and Avi up? Right, how could that be? Ha'isha Astak, how did she do this? So a second daya, right, number one was the Radak, the Pashas. Number two is, it was all a fake. The woman recognized Shaul right away. She knew the king. She didn't want to get set up, but she also knew what was happening. She was a smart lady. She knew that Shaul was on his way down. David was on his way up. She saw what was going on. And she knew why Shaul wanted to talk to Shmuel. So she made the whole thing pretend. Akol b'ramaus. Ki miyadi kira ki Shaul hu. Ach laharos lo. Ki mitzada chachma hi kira. Umatzer davar zeh amra. She says, lamari misani. V'yata Shaul. But that is all the shita of one group of Gaonim, right? That is Rabbi Shmuel bar Chafni Agon Zechorna Levracha. And he says, doesn't sound that way, but that's what he says, that it was all a fake. How can you say this woman brought up Shmuel? And then he quotes Rav Sadia Gon and Rav Haigon, who say, Rachoku, Shetedo Isha Asidos Vecheja Tichya Hias Hames Bechachwa Sa'ov. No! You know what happened here? She was a fake. But you know what happened here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in. Usually, Ba'alas Ov, Yitoni, are meaningless and nothingness, but here it really worked. And that's why she was so scared, as we'll talk about soon. But here it worked. But she didn't do it. Achabore Yisbara Chechiat Shmuel. Kedei L'saper L'shol. Let's call it Karos Asidos Lavo. He wanted Shaul to go into battle. This woman didn't know anything. It was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepping in and letting Shaul know what is going on. And that's exactly what the Radvaz writes also in a Tshuva in Elef Samach Zayin. He says, V'ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoy Mizuman HaKoach HaHuli, Kanis Beguf HaTor, V'Hanaki, L'Tamo, Ramaz L'Nishmaso Shal Shmuel HaNavi, Sheti Kanis L'Guf Kasher Batchila, Lo Bekoach Balas Ov Chas V'Shalom, Ela B'Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do this, but really Ov did not have the power Chas V'Shalom to touch such a Guf Kadosh like Shmuel HaNavi. The final suggestion given is the Ralbag. The Ralbag says, which the Rambam says about some stories as well, the Ralbag says, maybe this was all in Shmuel's head. Maybe he had a dream. This was a dream. He knew there was no other choice. So in his dream, he searched out a woman for Balas Ov, etc. It was all Koach HaDimyon, says the Ralbag. Whenever this discussion is had, it's always important to mention the comment of the Vilna Gaon in Yaredeya in Kufayin Tess, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam about if somebody is bitten by a snake, you're allowed to do the lechisha, do incantations on that wound, even on Shabbos. And the language of the Rambam is, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the af al pi she'ein hadavar moel klum, even though it means nothing. It's all fake, but still it makes the person feel better. So you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. And that's where the Gra comments that this is from the Rambam. And the Rambam rejects many ideas in the Gemara. No such thing as Shadim. No such thing as all of these powers. And the Gra says the Rambam is wrong. That he says philosophy, his philosophical bent misled him. That's his Lashon. He says, many stories using kshafim, using shadim come up. He says, no, he says you can't misread and not take literally so many stories. He says, Chas v'shalom, ein imam en behem, v'lo mehem, v'lo mehamonam. The Gra says, no, you have to realize what is going on here, and the Rambam is wrong, says the Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky tries to help out the Rambam a little bit, and that is in Va'era. He writes in the Emes Liyakov, maybe the Rambam would agree that in the dimes of the Gemara, there were Shadim and all these powers, because the playing field is always level. If there's tremendous kochos HaKadusha, there has to be kochos HaTumah as well. But only after the Gemara, they don't exist anymore. Doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. From the Rambam, it sounds like there is no such thing, period. But either way, this is the root of the issue of Ba'al HaSov as well. Okay? Let's get back to the story. So this is the big discussion that he goes. So he dresses up, he puts on clothes, and he says to the woman, please bring me up somebody from the dead. And the woman says, you know what Shaul did? He wiped out all the people who practiced this. Why are you trying to do this to me? Shaul swears nothing's going to happen. Okay, the Isha says, bring me up Shmuel. So interestingly, like the language of the Radvaz and the Radak before, it doesn't even say the woman was successful. It says that Shaul asked, bring me up Shmuel, and the very next second, the woman sees Shmuel, as if she didn't do anything. So it sounds like from the Psukim that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vateira isha Shmuel, vatizak b'kol gadol, she screams out. Why does she scream? So Rashi quotes Chazal, because usually people came up upside down. But Shmuel came out right side up. Look, cover the Malchus. Right, he came out right side up. The Abarbanel says maybe Shmuel bowed down to Shaul. Maybe he bowed down. And maybe that's what happened. He says that maybe that's even the Pshat of Pasuk Yudalit. Shaul knew it was Shmuel. Why? Vayikod apayim arza v'yishtachu. Because Shmuel bowed down to him. Fascinating reading of that line. But the Radvaz says, you know why she screamed? Because none of her stuff ever worked. It never really worked, and all of a sudden, it worked! Shmuel was here! And that was why she screamed, because it was real all of a sudden, when she never had anything real. Vatamar ishal shol lemar lamari misani v'yata shol. So she screams at him, how'd you trick me? And the shol says, don't worry about it, she's nervous now, maybe it was all a setup. The woman says, Elokim ra'isi olim min ha'aretz. I see Elokim coming up! Right, the Shaul said, what do you see? He said, Elokim, what does that mean? What's the double Lashon? That's the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga and Avdalit says that. What's the double Lashon of Elohim? I see gods. It's that when Shmuel realizes that he's being pulled back to this Olam, he thinks to himself, maybe Chas v'Shalom, I'm getting judged. Dilma Chas v'Shalom l'dina misba'ina. So on his way down, whatever this means, he grabs Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, you know, I'm going to, Moshe, come with me. So of course, just in case I'm judged, they'll see that whatever you wrote, I fulfilled. This is the Olam HaEmes. He's not being a Bal Gaiva. It's just, he doesn't know what's going on here. That is the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Hey. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter quoted in a number of sources, quoted here in the Kemotzei Shalal Rav, quotes, what do you mean he was judged? After 120, a person is judged. Judged a year later, 2 years later? So Rav Salanter said, we're not only judged for ourselves, we're judged for our children. Did we give our children the proper education, whatever was in our power? If we did everything we had to do, then we get judged Latova further on, even after we die, right? If we didn't do what we should have done educationally for our children, then the negative. Shmuel knew that his sons weren't perfect. So that's why he thought, you know, maybe I should, I need somebody else. I need somebody else to show that I did the best I could. Right, maybe that, and he says, That's maybe even what it means. V'hasar sata milfaneinu u'me'acharenu. Milfaneinu, what we did in our lives before we died. U'me'acharenu. Afterwards, please protect us and give us the benefit of the doubt. Dan l'kav z'chus. So, that's what Shaul says to Shmuel. And Shaul says, I'm sorry, first Shaul says to the woman, what do you see? So I see the Elohim, so it was Moshe and Shmuel. V'yomer la mataro, right, only the woman saw them. Shaul clearly didn't see. So she says, I see Shmuel, he's wearing the me'il, that same me'il that came up earlier in the Sefer, the me'il that Chana, his mother, made him. And Shaul realizes it is Shmuel. So Shmuel then says, Shaul doesn't say a word. Right, Shaul doesn't ask. Shmuel comes and starts talking. Lo meir garstani lalo, so see, why'd you bring me up? So then Shaul says, Sar li ma'od, u plishtim l'chamim bi, the plishtim are surrounding me, Hashem's not here, what do I do? Shmuel says, it's your fault. V'Hashem sar me'alecha, v'hi arecha. He's with someone else. And didn't I tell you already that the Malchus is going to be torn from you? V'yitna l'reacha l'david. Earlier, what did Shmuel say after Amalek's story? It's going to be giving to someone, your friend, better than you. Here, Shmuel has nothing to fear. He's already dead. So he says it beferish, right? It's being given to David. Kasher lo shamata b'kol Hashem, just like you didn't listen, it's being given to someone else. And the Medrash says that Shmuel is the only Navi that's able to give Nevuah after he died. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yalkut Shimoni. Kol Nevi'im Nisnabu b'chayehon. Shmuel Nisnaba b'chayav. Ula Achar Misaso, the only one that could give a nevuah even after they died. It wasn't his choice. He was muchrach to come, but that's the reality. V'yitad Hashem gam es Yisraelim chaviyah plishtim, and you should know, show that tomorrow B'nai Yisrael are going to be given over into the hands of the plishtim. And here's the phrase, U'machar ata uvanecha imi. Tomorrow, you and your kids are with me. He's alluding to him that they're going to die tomorrow. They're going to die, the Radak says. And the Medrash points out that Shaul accepted it. He didn't run away. He didn't. And even when people asked him, right, he was the only one that understood the conversation. The Medrash on Shmuel says, Avner and Amasa, who were probably waiting outside for him, says, what'd Shmuel say? Shmuel. What does he answer them? He says, we're going out to war and we're going to win. Don't worry about it. So he doesn't want anybody not to go to battle because he realizes this is what I have to do. He probably sat down with his kids that night, explained the Mefarshim, and say, you know what? We have a choice. Either we cannot go to battle and we can live being rejected by God, or we could go to battle and be Mekadishim Shemayim, and this is our tshuva, and we're going to be, this is our punishment. L'machar at nachas l'krava v'natzeach, u'banecha mismanal ravervin. That's what he tells Avner and Amasa. But really, once he did that, Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Ba'osa Shah, Kara Kadosh Baruch Hu L'malachei Hashareis, Hashem called the Malachim, V'yamar Lohem, Bo U're'u, Birya Shabarasi Ba'olami, Hashem's taking pride in Shaul, B'noik Shaba'olam, Adam Shalach L'beis HaMishteh, Enu Moloch Banavim, B'nei Maris Ayin, somebody goes to a big public place, he doesn't bring his kids, because he's worried a little bit about Maris Ayin. Shaul brings his kids to the battlefield, knowing that they're all going to be killed, because he knows that this is the Gzeira. This is the Gzeira that has to occur. And that's what happened. So what happens afterwards, after the conversation, he's weak, he falls down, and the woman finally forces him to eat something, and finally Shaul goes home. This is the major story of Shaul and the Witch of Ein Dor, setting the stage for what's going to happen with David and Achish in the following parak, and then finally as we get to the last couple of prakim here in Sefer Shmuel Aleph.